It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
This week, we are going to be studying time idioms. Yeah, time flies when you are having fun. Yeah, and you have fun listening to the James Rice Show, right? All right, this week, we're going to look at 10 idioms using time. All right, first one, beat the clock. Beat the clock. Yeah, and this means that you finish something before the time is up or before a deadline. So you beat the clock. For example, she was late to the exam, but beat the clock and finished it 15 minutes early. Well done. Yeah. Next one. It's high time. It's high time. Now, the meaning of this one is that it's the right time to do something, or, you know, it's past kind of the appropriate time to do something. So it's high time. It's a right time to do something. So it's high time he met with his boss to solve this issue. That's the example sentence. It's high time he met with his boss to solve this issue. Good. All right. Number three, very common one. We often hear this one. Third time's a charm. Third time's a charm. Yeah. Meaning that the third time you do something, it will finally probably work. Yeah. So I had to ask her out three times before she said yes. You know, third time's a charm. All right, next one, number four. Better late than never. Better late than never. All right, I use this one all the time, better late than never. And that means doing something late is better than not doing it at all. Yeah, so it's as long as you get it done, it's better late than never. And I often heard this example sentence when I was a student. Well, hello, James. Better late than never, huh? Class started an hour ago. Yes, I was late sometimes for class. And, you know, better late than never. Hey, I'm here at class. I got here. Next one. In the long run. In the long run. All right. And this one means that over a long period of time. So a long time. All right. So, for example, I hate doing math, but I know in the long run, this will help me. All right. Next one, in the nick of time, in the nick of time. And this means kind of like at the last possible moment, in the nick of time, just before it's too late. All right. An example sentence, because this is an important one, because this is a tricky one, in the nick of time. I made it to work in the nick of time, just before the boss arrived. Whew. Yeah, in the nick of time. So I made it just before the boss. So he didn't know I was late. So in the nick of time. Next one, around the clock. Around the clock. And this means for 24 hours, doing something without stopping for 24 hours. Often, its stores are open for 24 hours, 24-hour stores. So it's open around the clock. So, for example, you might say, oh, man, I'm really hungry. Do you know if there's a McDonald's open around the clock? You know, or 24-hour McDonald's, right? Next one, call it a day. Call it a day. All right, and that means to finish working on something and, you know, or a day's work has been completed. So you might say, hey, it's 5 o'clock. Let's call it a day. Or if you work in Japan, it might be midnight. And let's call it a day at midnight because Japanese people work really long hours. Next one, not born yesterday. Not born yesterday. So we often use it with wasn't. So I wasn't born yesterday. That's an expression that means that someone is not easily fooled. You cannot fool someone. You cannot trick someone easily. Okay? All right? So an example sentence. Look at the example sentence. This might help you. You can't expect me to believe that the windows broke itself. I wasn't born yesterday. You were playing baseball and you hit the window. All right, that's what happened. So the easy way to remember is that, you know, someone's trying to trick or someone's trying to lie to you, and you catch them in that trick or you catch them in that lie. All right. And the last one, make up for lost time. Make up for lost time. And that means to catch up to someone that you haven't seen for a very long period of time. And you're very happy to meet them, and you haven't seen them. So you run into them maybe, and you meet them, and you want to make up for lost time. So you might say like, oh my God, I ran into Stephanie last night, and we had to make up for lost time. So we talked all night. And making up for lost time is something that you do. It's very intense. So it could be an very old best friend, could be an old boyfriend or an old girlfriend, someone you haven't seen for a very long time. And so you really want to talk to them about it. All right. So, my students, let's call it a day. And I hope you listen to the James Rice Show around the clock. But I wasn't born yesterday. I know you guys are busy. And that is the idiom of the week.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.